Support for VPR comes from Long Trail Century Ride, supporting Vermont Adaptive Ski and Sports multi-distance rides on June 21st. LongTrailCenturyRide.com. And from Vermont State Parks After Dark, campfires, s'mores, flashlight tag, and billions of stars. VTStateParks.com. It's weekend edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Peter Biello. The first parklet is officially open to the public in Montpelier. You know these things, the little parks the size of a parking space that pop up in unlikely places. For more on this and other news found in Public Post, VPR's online source of community news items and town meeting minutes from around the state, is VPR's Amy Noyes. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Peter.
We've talked about these parklets before, but please remind us what they are.
They're basically micro parks. They're located in the heart of a city, in this case Montpelier, and they're built in the public right-of-way, usually in one or more parking spaces, as you mentioned. The first parklet in Montpelier takes up two parking spaces on State Street, and it's on the Bialto Bridge.
Okay, so what's it like exactly? What's it like to be inside a parklet?
Well, it's built flush to the sidewalk on a wooden deck. It has benches and flower boxes, which are trimmed with a nice bright yellow paint. And there's an open roof structure like a patio cover. So it really fits quite nicely on State Street.
And who built this one?
Architectural students at Vermont Technical College built it. It was a project that Professor Ward Joyce spearheaded for them.
And why? What was the need for something like this?
Educationally speaking, the students got a lot of real-world experience from the project. In addition to designing and building the parklet, they had to go through the city's application and permitting process. And it's also a community service project. This parklet is open to the public, and it's a nice place to sit off the sidewalk overlooking the water. And I should mention, parklets aren't always open to the public. Montpelier's parklet program is open to businesses that want to expand into an outdoor space. So it's really nice that the first one is one everyone can enjoy.
And this project was intended to launch last summer, but this one was the first to be built. What was the holdup?
The holdup was in the approval process. The parklets needed to be approved by multiple departments, and last year there were issues raised by the Department of Liquor Control.
A lesson in bureaucracy as well as construction, I guess, for those students. Moving on, Amy, the results of this week's school budget vote in Burlington had been widely reported. However, there were many other revotes this week of budgets that were voted down on town meeting day. Could you tell us about some of those that passed on this try?
Yes. School budgets also passed in Colchester, Elmore, Fairfield, Milton, and Georgia.
And there were also some town budgets, and one did not pass in Fairhaven. What happened there?
Well, that was the second try for the Fairhaven budget, and it failed by just 7 votes. Last year, taxpayers voted to carry over a budget surplus to reduce taxes for the current year. So even though the select board was asking for less money for the next year, the tax rate would have been higher. And there's also a police officer position that was grant funded for 3 years. And then last year, the town funded the position. But once again, the cost was offset by that carryover. So that position is having its first real impact on the tax rate in this coming fiscal year.
So what's the next step for them? How are they going to get this town budget passed?
Well, they're going back to the drawing board, and they won't be able to bring it up for another vote until mid-July at the earliest because of the requirements for Australian balloting. So they're going to have to forge ahead without a budget come July 1.
Looking ahead, Amy, to this summer, there's a new recreation trail system in southern Vermont. In fact, the ribbon cutting for the Valley Trail between Wilmington and Dover happens this morning. What can you tell us about this new network?
Well, the Bytown Economic Development Committee and the Wilmington Trails Committee have been working on the project for over 5 years. The trail system includes 14 miles of trails, and it connects the resort villages of Dover and Westover with Mount Snow in Wilmington. And the trails will be open year-round for non-motorized uses.
Okay, and what's happening this morning at the ceremony?
There's a 10 o'clock ribbon cutting at Haystack Gatehouse in Wilmington, and that will be followed by guided tours led by members of the Trails Committee.
What about folks who want to explore it on their own if they don't have a guide?
Well, there are trail maps available. You can get them at the Wilmington and Dover Town offices and also at the local Chamber of Commerce.
There's certainly lots to explore in Vermont's many trails through the wilderness. Thank you very much, Amy, for sharing your insight.
You're welcome, Peter.
That's VPR's Amy Noyes, who reports for Public Post, our online source of community news items and town meeting minutes from across the state of Vermont. Funding for Public Post and these conversations is made possible by the VPR Journalism Fund.